Okay, let's be done at 7.
Real fast.
So let's try to go as fast as we can.
Should I chair it until he comes?
Yep.
All right. So we will call this meeting to order. And
can you say the date for the recording?
Yes.
And what meeting it is?
This is the Trails at North Salt Lake City Trails and Active Transportation Committee on October 14th at 6:02 p.m. So we'll do a quick roll call so we know who's in here. So this is Ryan Oakes.
Pedro Huebner, I'm sorry.
Peter Worthlin.
John Rookert.
Allie Avery.
All right. And Brent should be joining us shortly. So we'll jump into the first item on the agenda, which we just did. So we'll go to public comments. And there's nobody here from the public. So we will close that and move on to approving the meeting minutes from September 9th, 2025. Did everyone have a chance to review those?
Are there any changes?
No, I didn't see anything.
Okay. So I'll move to approve the meeting
There's
minutes
a motion
from
to approve
September
the
9th.
Minutes from September 9th.
Pedro seconds it.
Pedro seconds it. Any discussion on that? No, so we'll move to a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All against? So the motion passes to approve the minutes, and we will make it to the next item on the agenda, which is action items.
Record time. We're doing great. I don't know if any of you have been getting into SharePoint, but I've updated action items. We're still, so the Friends of Trails idea of like an email, a sign-up sheet, something, we're kind of trying to roll that all into one thing so that
Okay.
we can send it through the website. So Linda's
Good.
Kind of researching how we can do that. There's that notify me section of the website, and we thought about adding a category on there for trails
yeah.
and active transportation, and then people can, if they're interested in that, they can just sign up for that. And then also, like, there could be like a submit a comment section, like a report of concern, I think is how we
yeah.
have it now.
Yeah.
So that, like, if there's a problem on the trail, they can, there's a trail section that they can
Good.
Report it. So we're talking about kind of wrapping that all into one thing.
Perfect.
The coordination with the Forest Service is going to turn into a bigger conversation based off of the email that I got from Ryan, but
well,
something
that would be make a smaller conversation, but
well, I got an email from the Forest Service on September 11th. I'll talk about it again
okay.
later, but they've been checking with botany and archaeology to see if there needs to be some field review, something federal language, blah, 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 you know, whatever. So we're making progress and being able to do that. And then I've also tried to get a hold of Tyler with Salt Lake City to find out the timing of the connection for the Bonneville Shoreline Trail on their end. I haven't heard back from him yet.
Well, they have a trails meeting as well.
Mm-hmm.
So one of us could attend.
Tyler's like over their public lands, and he's
yeah.
really great to work with. He just doesn't return my call yet.
Yeah.
We
can help you from the volunteer side as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. That would be awesome. The curb ramps at the Wild Rose Trail crossings. John, you were going to try to like fit them into the budget
yeah.
somewhere.
Yeah, we've talked about it, and then also had engineering look at them as well. Made some plans.
Okay.
Cool.
But that probably, I'm guessing, won't get completed this year, but maybe in this
possibility.
Time.
Yeah.
Do you think
yeah,
we'll be able
if we
to
have weather hold out, we could probably do them this fall, or it'll be springtime next year.
Yeah. Okay. The trails inventory, we're still just kind of working on that. That's gonna also be part of the trails master plan work.
Do you need any help with that in terms of if we have GPX files of any of it?
Yeah, if you have it, you can send it. I can also download them from TrailForks.
Okay.
So we have all the city ones because we have our own GPS equipment that we use for that.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the unsanctioned trails, that's also going to be part of the trails master plan
okay.
effort. But like right now, I just pulled stuff from like trails, trail forks and from the aerial images and that kind of stuff.
If you need us to do a segment or something.
What's that?
Let us know if we need to do any segments for you then.
Okay. And Brent Crowther just joined us. Do you want Ryan to continue being
Please.
Chair?
Please,
okay.
Yes.
Sign up genius is the same thing. We're kind of trying to couch that all into this notify me section on the website. And then based off of the last meeting that we had, I had written down that you guys wanted us to create, well, everyone, we were all going to create a list of maintenance needs on all the trails, and I would say on all the bike lanes and pathways and stuff like that. If they're like paved paths, we already have those on a maintenance schedule, right? Like, don't we go over and overlay the asphalt every number of years?
I haven't really scheduled out the pathways, like pathways around things. Like if it's on the road, stripe.
Like the Parkway Trail.
No, I don't have a
maintenance
schedule.
So we need to figure that out too.
And so nothing on the Center Street bike path either? The separated one, there's no sweeping or anything that goes on?
We haven't, but we don't have that one on a regular sweeping schedule.
Okay. It's
so
pretty bad
should,
right now.
So we should create a list of needs, and that should be on the list.
Highly supportive of that. I was running at the Foxborough Wetlands the other day, and I tripped on a crack on the road and legit just rolled a couple times.
No.
So
I think
it's
that trail needs to be completely replaced.
Yeah, it does.
We
yeah.
talked about that. Of a capital facility project.
Oh, that's awesome.
So.
Yeah, but I like the idea of an inventory of maintenance needs. At least we have on the record and safety issues like that.
Yeah. So I can create like a spreadsheet in the SharePoint Drive, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
SharePoint. So that you guys can all just collaboratively add into that what maintenance needs you see as they come.
Nice.
So you have an inventory of trails. Do we put maintenance by trail? Do you need help building anything in SharePoint?
I mean, you guys can all make a basic framework, but you guys can add whatever you want in there as well.
Okay.
Speaking of kind of maintenance, is this the time of year where we would reach out, back out to kind of the state trail crew and see if we can get on their schedule again for the summer? And
yes,
as we
they're redoing the program.
Okay.
So they have a new program person. It's not Tara anymore. And they're kind of revamping the way that they do it. So they assured me that they would let me know when they were
when
opening
ready.
It up.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll keep on top of that. I'll make a note to keep on top of that.
There's still a lot of complaints about what was done with Wild Rose and some for some of the drainages.
Just one of them? Just that one? Or all of them?
A few. They're like, man, because, I mean, there were a few comments on Facebook that both Kyle and I were a part of that, I mean, they were just commenting, wow, the ditches are horrible. Who did this? You know? So.
But they're,
the professionals did.
You mean now they drain?
I just hiked it on Sunday after the rainstorms, and they worked.
Yeah, and that's the thing, because I did it not before the... It was the one before, and I was like, wow, it's the trail is actually staying where it should. So they are working, but yeah.
If there's a way we
but
can make them
my
smoother,
response,
maybe?
You know, this may sound callous, but it's like, it's not a paved pathway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so I, you know, in Bountiful Trails, they're having problems with people digging rocks out of the trail because they're. Oh, it's in the middle of the trail, and it'll make it smooth. And it's like, oh no.
Yeah.
But then it's a boring trail.
Yeah.
So. Okay. And then I think I talked to you guys last time about Placer.ai, right?
No.
Which is like the cell phone data. I didn't.
You mentioned it. You mentioned
you.
I did because, like, yeah, I had it on here as you guys put that on
Placer
there, at the last meeting. So Placer is they track cell phone data, and
yes,
so
you did.
We use it a lot for like market study kind of information. You can use it for traffic information as
yes.
well, and we can use it for trails, trail usage. It's not going to tell you, it's only if they have a cell phone. So like a kid that doesn't have a cell phone, or if you don't bring your phone with you, which who does that?
Exactly.
Then you wouldn't be tracked, and it doesn't differentiate between bikes and peds, but it's something, you know.
Yeah.
And we have this program that we're using for other purposes. So I've been responsible for putting in the locations, like for all of planning, and so I am making sure that I'm putting in the trailheads and also the trails in the Placer data, so that we can have some actual.
You did talk about it. It's just I never heard it referred to as Placer AI. So
Placer
I think
AI.
That is new.
Just
so
one last
sorry.
Thing on that NEPA letter, since we probably won't cover it later. When I was talking to Jeff at Davis County, he said that we could amend that letter, or we may not even have to amend that letter. And I did notice when I was reading through it that it said that that was approved from 2020 through the end of 2026, with that 25 to 50 foot buffer on either side of the BSD.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, I'm thinking of the hike-a-bike part that we need to fix really in a bad way. If that doesn't, 50 feet doesn't cover that.
It doesn't.
But he also said that Davis County's position on NEPA was that if it's county or city owned land, that NEPA is not required. And they didn't do it.
That's correct.
So
it's not on. So the problem is we have 1,000 feet. If we do the alignment that we actually want from Wild Rose up to BST, there's 1,000 feet that's on the Forest Service property. And that's where the NEPA comes into play. If
that's,
it's on our
that's
own
the
property,
original,
we just
that's the original, right?
That's the
not
original
the one.
One.
The
not
one that
the,
goes to the
not
right,
the
not the left.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The switchbacky one is like 70 feet on Forest Service property. And in either event, we have to get approval from the Forest Service. No matter what we do, we have to get approval from the Forest Service.
Right.
So I think it's up to them to determine what that approval process is, like whether we can amend the letter or whether we can piggyback on Salt Lake City's NEPA, or if we don't need it, you know, if we don't need to do a full NEPA, that would be great. But I can't imagine why we would need to do a full NEPA for that.
Well, and he seemed to think that amending that letter wouldn't be hard, because I think they had to do it a couple times for the BST. But then he said that's when people actually worked at the U.S. Forest Service. Now they don't have the staff to do it, so.
Yeah, I just followed up today, and the email response I'm getting is that they're furloughed. They're not in the office, they're furloughed.
Yeah.
And have no access to email.
Yeah.
So.
So I'll keep pursuing it, and I'll mention to them that, like, hey, can we just amend this letter from Davis County?
Yeah, there are two people in that letter from the Forest Service with email addresses, phone numbers to contact related to the BST for that project. So
I think I've got the right people, but I'll look in the letter as well.
Okay.
I've been working with Zinnia and Lindsay.
I think that was the one.
Yeah, Zinnia is the person that you talked to, and we've met with her. I've met with her a million times about this.
Okay. Anything else on action items to discuss? Okay, we'll move ahead to the next agenda item, which is staff updates.
Okay, I'm going to do some more talking. I put out the RFP, the request for proposals, if you don't know what an RFP is, for the Trails Master Plan. Those proposals are due back to me on Monday, October 20th. So I was thinking we have a consultant selection to give everybody time to review it. We probably have the consultant selection during the last week of October, so the week of October 27th, I think. And so I think we talked last time about having two representatives on that selection committee, the 27th. And that it would be Brent and Peter, and then that Ryan would be the alternate in the event that you guys couldn't make it.
Yep.
Is that, am I remembering that correctly?
Yep.
So that's moving right along. I've had probably 6 consultants contact me with questions and wanting to submit proposals. They did mention that the budget is pretty low for what we're asking for. And so I suggested to them that they make a proposal that fits within our budget, and then list some optional add-ons to make the product a better product, and then if we feel like those things are needed, then we can try to go back to City Council to get some more money. The South Davis Greenway study is moving right along. Kim Lee Horn is our consultant for that. And we have a city coordination meeting on the 23rd. I think later on in the meeting, I'll talk about scheduling for that. And then we have steering committee meetings as well. So we'll need, I think, two committee members for the coordination meeting and then just one on the steering committee. The first meeting for the steering committee is on November 10th. I'm still preparing the proposal or the request for proposals for the Safe Routes to Schools plan. But that's still on our radar. I think that probably we'll be finished, the goal is to be finished with that in time for next school year. So then we can kind of market it next school year.
So how do you do it when they're residents of North Salt Lake, but they cross through Bountiful and then back into North Salt Lake?
We can only do like projects on our jurisdiction, you know, on our property.
Right. So coordinating with Bountiful, just they're supposed to look at it as well.
What's an example?
So, yeah, with Adelaide, we have kids crossing from, what's the trailer park? From Lancelot. From
Camelot.
Thank you. From Camelot. And their sidewalks, except for one section in Bountiful, it's about 100 feet long. And then on one side of the road, the other side of the road is North Salt Lake. And then it's fine, but it's just a section of sidewalk that's missing.
I think we probably just control what we can control.
Yeah.
And then coordinate with Bountiful.
Identify the needs.
So they can label it on map and say,
right,
something needs to be done right here. And then when it comes time for us to make that improvement, we can coordinate with Bountiful and say, hey, do you have some extra money to complete your section?
Right.
And if we shame them and tell them it's for the school children, then they'll be more likely to do it. and then this Wild Rose to Bonneville Shoreline Trail coordination we already covered. And then Placer AI, I already talked about that as well. I've added trailheads and parks, and then we're adding businesses and actual trail sections as well.
And that's a subscription that the city has purchased then, is that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
And they're using that for economic data and everything else as well.
Yep, and they do traffic points as well. So we can use it for traffic data, we can use it for trails data, we can use it for market analyses.
And it's
demographic kind of stuff, sort of.
And you code, it's a network where you code? Is that how you add the trails, or?
So I go in and I put in a pin at the spot where I want it to count, and then on there, it's an origin disk.
Okay.
So it'll tell us where they were before they came there and where they went after. Did they go out for a cup of coffee after they did this
thing?
And
if
the
trail is the only thing that's connecting you, you know they were on the trail. That's how you deduce that.
If I put it on the trail, then we know that it wasn't a vehicle, it was a pet or a bike, right? But if you put it on the sidewalk or a trail that's along the street, it doesn't differentiate.
Yeah.
It's just whatever cell phone passes through. And that's all the information that we have. I also signed up just this week for Strava Metro, which is, it gives cities access to Strava data. So I get the trip counts, the direction of travel, speed, the duration across road and trail networks, some demographics like gender and age, and then origin and destination information, and that's all free.
Cool.
Yeah. And then I just wanted to show you guys quickly this.
And Strava offers that as a service to jurisdictions, and that's what it's, okay.
Yep.
Cool.
I can't do two things at once, hang on. So Wasatch Front Regional Council they've created this map, the statewide map, that is all the bikeways in the state. So you can go in and you can see what types of facilities they are. There's a legend that tells you whether it's a paved path, a bike lane, an unmarked route, protected bike lane, marked route, bike share stations are on there, and then it tells you the level of stress that it is as well. This isn't one that, so like if you're taking your kid out or something, you want like the lowest stress.
I can validate this map pretty well. Look at all the red.
So they've just launched this, and so I went to a conference last week where they were talking about this and asking for kind of our input and our recommendations on how to make this better. So I gave a lot of suggestions on how to make this a more usable map, especially if the audience is like to the public, then you have to be able to say like, hey, I want to get to Station Park from City Hall or whatever. Like, how can I do that on bike lanes the whole way? You know, is there a way to do that? Because Google will tell you how long it takes you and give you a route to get there on a bike, but it's not necessarily in a bike lane, and it's not, you know, like they'll take you on some shady route.
Where they have Legacy Parkway as a bike way.
I think that's the highway. Zoom into the Legacy. I think there's a green adjacent.
Well, the green is adjacent. Oh, they just have the highway mark.
They have the highway mark.
This is the level of stress.
That's pretty awesome.
Well, they
higher
have,
stress.
You can't even
no,
ride
yeah,
bike
that's what I thought. Bikes were prohibited there.
It's very dangerous.
So,
I don't
so
think I'll try that one out.
You can go give feedback. So I would suggest that you guys go give feedback. I've already
put
in some things that were inaccurate. But like, yeah, if you want to go in and be like, this isn't a bike route, and put in your comment, you just do this give feedback about this road or trail. And you put in your email, and you can say something like that you're on the Trails Committee for North Salt Lake.
Okay.
So they know you're not just
so bikeways.
Some random person. But yeah, these are all bike lanes, bike paths, that kind of stuff. So, are you here for the trails meeting or for the planning commission and city council
planning
meeting?
Permission.
That's going to be in the council chambers right next door.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm just going to ask, what's the motivation behind this service from the state's perspective?
That is a good question. I think that it is to kind of piece together all the networks that the cities have, because there isn't really a map that shows you like, hey, you can get on a bike here and stay on a bike path or in a bike lane or whatever and make it to here, because Google doesn't tell you that. It just gives you a route regardless of the safety of it or whatever. And so if you're like looking to take your kids on a bike ride or something, you could come here and you can look at like a lower stress, more comfortable, safe ride and see where you can get. Now, it is not perfect yet. They've just barely launched it. It was a big lift to get all this data stitched together.
That was my point. This is probably very difficult to maintain. Like, to make sure the data there is up to date on new developments, on roads they get a bike path. I use a service to route my bike rides, ride with GPS. It's crowdsourced. It works really well. And I see some redundancy on what they're trying to create here. Again, a private company that offers a paid-for service. I don't know if the state is simply trying to offer a public free alternative. Then I support it. Otherwise, I don't know. I don't even think this does any routing, does it?
No.
Okay.
And that was one of my comments to them, is like, is your plan to like turn this into one where you can put in a destination and it gives you a route, you know? But they're like not currently at this time. So yeah, I think it's mostly like right now it seems to only really be usable to like government agencies.
Okay.
They're the inventory stage.
They're at the inventory stage
right
now, where they've just thrown everybody's like plans, and they've looked at aerials, and they, you know, whatever. So they're really reliant on people putting comments for accuracy right now.
Okay. The meeting starts 6:30 or something.
6:30, but we don't.
Something out of the closet.
Okay, but I don't have to leave till 7. So anyway, I just wanted to let you guys know about that. It's bikeways.utah.gov.
Okay.
And if you can go in and
click around,
make comments. It doesn't have to just be North Salt Lake. Like, go whatever routes you guys take that you have knowledge about, and
It's pretty good.
Which one is the current
far
side?
Right.
So, talking about the Center Street Trail, we are putting in some street trees and street lighting on the Center Street Trail, which is very exciting. Very
so, where in Center Street?
Do you need help?
No.
What's the
where are we?
What's the west and
so
7th
west.
West?
So, four from on Center Street on the south side, from 400 West down to just west of 700 West.
Okay.
So
400 West is the right.
Is the first light?
That's right.
Yes.
It's right across from Big West Oil.
Yeah.
Got it.
So this is the
fourth
street
west
light.
Is where the bike lane ends, or the bike, the protected bike path.
We have a buffered bike lane on 400 West.
Or no, so on Center Street.
On Center Street, that's where the path.
We have
the
path on the
asphalt
south side, and right now it's just an asphalt path. There's no vegetation.
It's
like
functional.
Gravel in the park strip and then a refinery on the other side for most of it. So we want to improve the experience on that trail. Part of that is maintenance, but then part of that is like shade and lighting and, you know, for safety and for comfort on the trail. And so we're going to be putting in street trees and some vegetation in the park strip, and then this is the street light that'll be there.
Are the trees between the road and the bike path?
Yes.
Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the bike path is right here.
I couldn't tell.
It's on the parking strip.
Yep. The park strip's really small.
The park,
but we're putting right-sized trees in the park strip. They won't be able to be huge trees, but it'll be something.
But something that shade.
Something that will be shaded and will also like give you that sense of protection from like the semi-truck traffic right there.
Mm-hmm.
This is the street light that we'll be putting in, and it'll have banner arms. We have talked in our general plan process, which is gonna be happening next door in 30 minutes, about this like greenway concept going through the city, not to be confused with the South Davis Greenway, but this greenway going east and west through the city, and it would be on the Center Street alignment. But basically it would connect the Bonneville Shoreline Trail to the Jordan River. And so this is like a big section of that. Like this is like the trunk line of this greenway concept. So we're kind of getting ahead of that by putting in like themed lighting, street trees. I mentioned the banners would be on, the banner arms would be on these street lights, so that we can put banners all along it. You could say like whatever we call this greenway, you can like have the name of that greenway all along, or change it out for holidays or city events or whatever it might be. So it'll just be like a more pleasant connection between the east and west sides of the city.
Don't want to get too crazy changing the banners.
Oh, I'm gonna change them every week.
Every week.
Make you guys change them every week. So anyway, this is kind of what that's gonna look like.
Yeah, the lighting is about, we tightened it up from what these plans are. It's gonna be about every 100 feet, there's gonna be a street light.
Okay.
And what's the throw of the light from each one? And we will it even go that far? I mean,
we're aiming to not
be able to read a magazine from streetlight to streetlight in the dark, but
we don't want dead spots for safety reasons, so we tried to
space
as close as we could.
Is
it? The other thing to think about on this trail particularly is I've ridden it a few times, but it's kind of fun to put striping down the middle, because then people see it now and they don't know what it is. And if you put a stripe down it, I think people think, oh, that's something I can ride, and I should be on the right side when I'm going this way and the other side.
Well, and just to make it consistent with the legacy trail.
I think like the best practice is to have a minimum of 10 to 12 feet in width. Is that right?
Oh, before
Brent,
the stripe.
Before you have a two-way.
10 to 12.
10 to 12,
Less than that.
So before you stripe down the middle, and this one's 8.
I know, but it's purely like, it's not functional. It's like just to draw attention.
For safety reasons for the city, so we're not liable if somebody
I could probably come up with 50 things like this that are striped across the state of Utah.
Really?
So it is very common.
Yeah. This seems wide enough.
So, but there are other possibilities too. Like when we do this greenway, we could paint like stenciled things all over, you know, that say like you're on the North Sally Greenway, whatever we call it. So anyway, that's a good suggestion. And I think like all these little improvements will make a big difference. So I just bring in that for your information.
Very nice.
So this goes all the way to Redwood or beyond?
This trail does
almost to Redwood.
Almost.
It goes to
well,
seventh,
the improvements go between 4th and 7th?
Yeah.
It's a little bit west of 7th.
Okay.
It's about a half a block.
Okay.
3/4 of a block.
West of
7th.
Okay.
So it's almost all the way to Redwood.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the trail exists there.
Right.
Yeah. It's just these improvements.
Right.
Okay.
Ted's not here, so we'll skip the...
Thank you for that.
Oh, I did have one thing for the...
City Council?
I just deleted the slide.
For staff updates?
Staff updates for the signage from Wild Rose.
Oh, yeah.
So this is where we kind of started with our first concept. And I took like the notes that you guys gave me. So if you remember, I said that this was a little too small as far as the level
the
of
green.
The trail, the green. So I kind of had a minute yesterday and I revised some stuff. So. Change the logo to the new logo that I had. I didn't have that one before. But this symbol is the same. It's the green circle. I don't know. I wanted to kind of get a comment. Do you think we should put easy on there or just leave it as a green circle?
I think we should put easy on there.
Easy?
You like the easy?
Yeah, you need the
what
word.
If someone's colorblind?
Yeah,
well,
that's the thing, greens and blues and reds.
The thing with the IMBA markings, that's what these are. I did the one for the blue squares.
Yeah.
It's more difficult. So that's your moderate. The super easy ones, if you're colorblind, I guess it's a white circle or a green circle. So if you're on a circle
with white
trail,
in the
it's
going
to be easy.
Yeah.
The white
circle,
ones are reserved
diamond,
for bike, just paved trails.
Right.
And green would be non-paved trails. So. That's kind of what I'm going with. I don't know if you had any comments. There's a black diamond for you.
And what do you put in there?
We might, actually.
Yeah, so you'd probably say...
We could put hard.
Likely the downhill tracks are black-blue.
Yeah. And I had made a double black diamond, but I didn't make a mock-up of that one, which is this double, so...
I like these.
Yeah, I do, too. And I don't think we need to copy what Bountiful did, but Bountiful has done green with the traditional IMBA one with just a
path
for
that one.
And then they did the intermediate one, just says more difficult underneath. So I don't think we need to do exactly what they've done, but I think it's good.
What do they do for green?
It just has a green circle with the...
It's
I
sort
think
of wavy because
wavy,
it's like
smooth.
Easy.
And they don't put
where's
the words
the,
in it inside
yeah.
of it.
Uh-uh.
They've tried to do it in like an international...
They have words underneath
standard.
It, though.
The green one didn't. The blue square said more difficult underneath.
Yeah.
So
I couldn't find that. There's the only standard that I could find was the IMBA standard that for trails, so... And that's going to have to do with, we'll rate these on the grading of the trail
right.
as well. So, then I also increased the font size, so you should be able to read that a lot better. I mean, it's not perfect. I think if at, 40 feet or something like that, you're supposed to have like a 2 or a 3 inch font. And you just wouldn't be able to fit that on a sign this narrow. And I don't want to go wider because then you run into problems with people getting hooked up on the signs. And we also decided that we probably wouldn't put these on metal and rivet them. I would just print them as stickers, the high reflective intensity stickers, and we'll just stick them on.
Yeah.
And then we don't have to worry about where rivet holes and stuff are going.
Yeah.
It's easier to replace too.
Yeah. So they pretty much look like that. And then these type of stickers, we could print these separate and put them below.
As far down as we want to go.
Yeah, as far down as we want to go.
So when I was up there on Sunday with my son hiking, who's 12, and we we ran into one sign that said something about horses on the sign.
Yeah, no horses.
And no, it said something about, it said horses yield to somebody on one of the signs up there, and he goes, can horses come up here? And I said, I guess.
Yeah, people park their horse trailers in Wild Rose parking lot.
Oh, they do?
And use the horses to get up to the BST.
Hmm. I've never seen horses.
Yeah.
Hmm. It's good though.
Horses.
I was thinking 20,
your trail.
20 years ago, like there probably were more horses like up in the foothills, but
yeah,
or even longer. But not so much.
I think that NEPA letter says horses are allowed.
Does it?
No.
Pretty sure it said bicyclists
on Wild
Rose. On the BST.
On the BST.
Oh, on BST for sure. It's whether or not you want to allow.
I thought they were allowed.
How would you get them up there
city
between
ordinance?
That? That, but that
they were
speed.
Allowed on Wild Rose, but not
no,
allowed elsewhere.
To go through at the bottom.
Because we were like, they need some way to get up to the BST. You know? Like, how are they supposed to get to the BST?
Supposed to fly their horse up there.
Right?
Yeah.
Their unicorn Pegasus.
Well, that probably changes our maintenance plan because, like, as we've gone up there to do trail work, I've done the general rule of anything you can touch with your hand,
mm-hmm.
we need to cut.
When you're on your bike?
Yeah, because you're that much taller, right?
Oh, yeah.
But a horse, you're like more, way more than that, another 5 or 6 feet.
Maybe that can be part of our inventory of the trails is like really nailing down
what's
allowed,
what's
where.
A horse route?
Yeah, what's allowed
yeah.
where.
Yeah, specific
horse. Right,
I don't think we have
routes.
Like an inventory of that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
To my knowledge.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for the staff updates. We will not do the city council updates since Ted's not here. We'll move on to committee member discussion items.
Okay, you guys have 20 minutes.
Okay. So I did make a couple notes from our minutes last time. Pedro, you did say something about you wanted to talk more about bike rack availability.
I did, and I took ownership of that, but with my wedding, I didn't get that item started. I think I'll be ready to present something on our next meeting. If you want to add an action item for me on our spreadsheet, Ali, it'll be easier to keep track of it.
Okay.
But give me another meeting for me to bring ideas of where those racks should go in public spaces, where I see people taking their bikes most often. But I don't have anything to present today.
Okay. I did follow up with the architect for Hatch Park about bike racks, and they do have bike racks planned for Austin Park.
Good.
That's good.
Okay. The other one you had was...
I have unlisted here, if that's helpful to you.
Oh, yeah.
What stuff I sent out in the email.
Yes, okay. This is just from minutes. And then you had another one about concern with the boardwalks.
Yeah, the new boardwalks.
You were just
going
to talk to me directly, right?
I can do that, yeah.
Okay.
But I need to take a few pictures to help explain what the safety issues are with the new...
Yeah, just give me a call or send me an email and we can figure it out.
Okay.
Okay. Grant opportunities, do you know who wanted to discuss that?
I don't.
Just
that was something that somebody said they wanted to discuss grant opportunities at the next meeting.
I do remember that.
Was it that you guys wanted me to bring the grant opportunities to the next meeting? Because I did not do that. But I can tell you what the grant opportunities are.
Do you remember who brought that up?
I probably asked the question.
Yeah.
I could have. It would sound like something that I would have asked, because
yeah.
I'm always interested in finding money to pay for our big ideas.
Yeah.
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 Is there a list of different... I mean, the thing that would be interesting to me is, like, what are the grants that are out there,
mm-hmm.
and what would they cover in North Salt Lake that we could go after?
Yep.
That maybe we haven't thought of.
Those are all on my radar. I think that for me, so in the past, so I've worked for the city for 15 years, and I've been doing grants the whole time I've been here as well. And when we were first doing grants when I was here, it was like we found a grant and then we found a project to fit the grant.
Yes.
And we've changed the way we do that now of like, we have this list of projects. Is this project a good candidate for this grant, right? So we fit the grants into the projects rather than the projects into the grants, right?
Other way around.
I don't know. You're picking up what I'm putting down.
Yeah.
So That being said, I can give you a list of all the grant opportunities that have to do with trails and active transportation and planning of those things. Like, I got a grant for this trails master plan. That's one of them. I can make a list of those things, but what we really need is a list of projects
that we want to do.
Then we go, how do we fund these projects?
Got it.
And that's the trails master plan that's going to do that for us.
And part of the inventory.
Yeah. And part of the inventory.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I can, at the next meeting, bring some of those grant opportunities. There's a handful of them, you know. It wouldn't take too much time. Just to get you guys kind of thinking about what some of those projects that you have going around in your mind might fit.
That would be bad. I know it's kind of not what we're trying to do with grants to projects, but I'm interested in just what's out there.
And with the application deadline, so if we can be aware of the projects we want to do and when those grant cycles might coincide.
Yeah, and if we're putting things into a capital facilities plan, we're going to have to be planning years in advance.
Yeah.
So then we can have kind of a schedule, and I can apply for grants every year for specific things so that we could just make continued progress.
Okay. All right, bike racks in public locations.
That's
so what
Pedro
that?
Was going to do.
Mm-hmm. Bike valet at city events.
Yeah, so the Salt Lake Bike Collective has a service that they do for free.
So
I don't know if it covers us in Davis County, but there's also an Ogden Bike Collective. There's also an opportunity. It wouldn't be that expensive to set one up either, because you can make the A-frame racks pretty easily with pipes. And you just would want a fenced or enclosed area at these events to just keep people out, and then tickets. It's not super complex, unless someone leaves their bike.
So
they
stay there the whole time with them.
Yeah,
yep.
And the only person that racks the bike are the attendants.
Nobody
so
goes behind
have,
the fence.
You have one or two people taking the bikes, putting them on the rack, putting numbers on them that matches the person, and we tell them to take a picture of the ticket in case they lose it. And anyway,
yeah.
Limited to like just bikes, or they do scooters?
You could probably do scooters as well. It would just be so that you could park and have, instead of everyone having cars, if people are close enough and want to ride their bike, but there's no place to put them, and so, like, I drive to a lot of events because there's no place safe to put the bike, you know. And I see people coming to places and they push their bike everywhere around while they're at the event.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be the problem that we'd be solving.
So I talked to Linda, the communications person, about this for like Liberty Fest. So for the fireworks, for the race, for Liberty Fair, all of those events, like, is there a way we could do a bike valet? I talked about how there's this like Salt Lake Bike Collective that'll do it for free, but she was like, what if our Trails and Active Transportation Committee runs the bike valet? And that would be good awareness for
yeah.
you guys too,
mm-hmm.
for your committee.
Yeah.
So she was okay with the idea, as long as we don't have to like budget for it, and it would be a very small budget of like just temporary fencing.
We need temporary fencing and racks, which if you look at, there's A-frame racks. I use them for my mountain bike team, and I use the more expensive ones. Like, they're $350 and they fit 6 to 8 bikes, six comfortably. So, but you could make them with pipes, or we can figure something else out. But
I'm assuming this would be for bigger events, not just small events.
Yeah, it would be for larger
events.
No, I mean, you could with like the Halloween thing. You could say, hey, we want a capacity of 18 bikes, and you have three of those racks, and you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Or you could say, oh, this event, we want to do 100 bikes. How many racks do we need?
Just a rack that that, you just hang the bike up on the seat.
You can see how, yeah, you can see how simple it would be to either build or you buy them, contact the company. I mean, we use Feedback Sports for all of ours. But, I mean, there's lots of, there's options to do those. They're not.
So I clicked on Feedback Sports.
Yeah, Feedback Sports, Alterax does them. Alterax, a local Wasatch Front company. There's some other brands and cheaper ones on Amazon. Or you could try and make your own. So, I mean, it's just an A-frame.
It's like they fold up.
And they fold up, they collapse down.
I think we could staff that.
That could be one of your programs.
Yeah. And then it brings awareness. We wear our t-shirts and things like that. But I guess we would have to pick which ones we want to do and then just work with your team.
Mm-hmm. We'd have to
have
more volunteers.
Some temporary fencing that we can set up. If we're like Liberty Fest, I'd probably just order some extra panels that we used to make that corridor. If you saw that up there this year.
Yeah.
Those metal panels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just want to make sure that the bikes don't get stolen while we're.
Yeah.
If we're going to make an impact on traffic, we need 1,000 racks.
Mm-hmm.
For 1,000
bikes. For real. That won't even put a dent in it.
The fireworks, yeah.
And you got 15,000 people up there.
Yeah. Is there one this year that we'd want to try that on? Is there anything left that's big?
There's just the Halloween Fest, which is in a week.
And that's, if
we
you just
have
bike racks at it, you don't need to, they could just, I don't know if you need a valet.
Well,
it's
the valet is there.
Springs, right? Like
the valet is there just so that I can take my e-bike and not worry about it going somewhere while I'm doing the 5K.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like locking up a bike these days
doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't, doesn't mean a thing.
Yeah.
I think this particular thing requires some advanced planning and should probably wait until
and
like the Kite Festival or Liberty Fest or something.
Yeah,
like
the Kite Festival might be a good one to do.
It's really busy.
It's really busy, and we cordon off a section of the parking lot even.
Yeah, you could do it down that little cul-de-sac end.
Yeah, in the cul-de-sac, or even take over the rest of the parking lot, and anyone else that comes has to,
has to ride a bike.
Has to walk
out
far. If you drive, you have to walk far.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, in the interest of time, we'll cruise through these last few. I added this general discussion on planning for next summer's monthly. We don't have to cover all of this right now, but I was thinking about the trails that we didn't get to do any maintenance on this year, some ones that we earmarked as coming back to fix, things like that. So, you know, we basically have, I think, 5 opportunities if we do monthly projects next summer. So I thought about just between now and then just coming up with 5 really good ideas of things that we want to do. So
May, June, July, August.
We're not
September.
Doing July.
Right, I didn't put, yeah.
Oh.
I didn't move.
May, June.
May,
well,
June,
August,
July, August, September.
Didn't do one in October. Did we do one in October?
We did one
did
on September 30th.
Okay. So 4 or 5.
We got a ton of trash.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you surprised?
Yeah,
there's a picture
actually.
Later.
I'm surprised
if
that
we
it
can
didn't all
get
blow
to
away
it.
As windy as it was that day.
Yeah. So if we came up 4 or 5 solid activities, that would be nice. So we can definitely, we have time to think through those. But just as we're adding to our list of action items, just we need to start thinking about that.
But we have the dates already on the city calendar, right?
Yes.
Okay. The next one was one idea that Centerville City does, and it's what they call a trail boss. And they find somebody that is usually at all of their events, cleanup or trail cleanups or just anything like that, and they find out just want to be more involved. And they live near a particular trail that they're on all the time. Like I'm on Wild Rose probably once a week. And so not somebody on the committee, but somebody outside the committee that would just be the trail owner or trail boss of that and can really report problems or trash or just things that need to be repaired. And it really kind of expands our network of people that are involved in trails, but also helps us keep track of all the trails. Like, you know, Pedro's brought up a few things near his house that he knows what's going on, and so if we can find,
but we call it trail steward.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
you know, like they don't need to be packing, you know, to enforce, right? You know,
no badge.
Yeah, no badge. Yeah.
Well, even just the adopt a trail idea, and even creating another sticker for your post there that says adopted by.
Well, that'd be awesome.
Whatever, right?
Yeah.
We could even give him a t-shirt, trail steward.
Well, and like, I could see it to where families would do it, or, you know, there'd be other groups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Farmington did that for a while as well with the trail boss thing. And the trail boss would coordinate the volunteer efforts as well. So you got in touch with the trail boss instead of the committee. And maybe they were the same. Maybe the trail boss was also a committee member. But it was like if you wanted to do something on a particular trail, you would get in touch with that trail
boss. That may be a good idea as we inventory, is just assign each of us. Just, okay, these are the trails that you sort of look out for.
Yeah. Well, and I know if Ted were here, Ted brings up in our meetings all the time about getting more people involved.
Right.
So if we could find others to get involved, that would be...
Yep.
Okay. Jordan River cleanup. I earlier this spring, I hiked the Jordan... Well, I went on that paved trail, and I didn't realize how far into Salt Lake, North Salt Lake went. It goes, you know, on the other side of 215, which I was surprised. I thought that was all Salt Lake.
Meaning the Salt Lake, North Salt Lake City boundary.
Yeah, North Salt Lake City boundary. So it goes way down there. And so as I was hiking by, I was just thinking, oh, this river could be so beautiful, and I'm looking at all the dead trees that are in it and all the trash that collects behind the dead trees. And it's nothing that our committee could do. I mean, we're not going to get in a boat and start cutting down dead trees or pulling branches out. But I wanted to know if there's anything that we can work through Davis County or Salt Lake County to help them understand the need if they ever clean up the Jordan River, or?
Well, the county doesn't. Davis County doesn't do anything along the river. No, so that the Jordan River Commission does, however. There's the Jordan River Commission that goes all along from Utah Lake all the way out to the Great Salt Lake. They have jurisdiction. Well, they don't have jurisdiction over the river, but it's a foundation that's set up, and they do regular cleanups along the river. They actually do regular cleanups along this stretch, but because we're the last downriver from everything,
we get all
the trash. So they'll clean it up, and then a week later, it's filled with trash again. Yeah. But so they have regular volunteer opportunities that you guys could definitely piggyback on. You could be involved in. You could bring awareness to through this committee.
What's it called? The
Jordan River Commission.
Okay. And they do what are called canoe cleanups. So they'll pull tires and stuff out of the river into
the.
Have
you ever seen the trash?
Yeah, the collector thing.
Collector
and the trash boon.
That's impressive. Yeah, I've noticed that there's just a lot of the dead trees go down in the river, and big branches, and then those are the trash collecting.
Yeah, the pop cans and stuff like get caught in there.
Yeah.
So if you
I wouldn't take it. I don't. I
it's
was,
tough because it's also habitat, you know.
Yeah, I was trying to last time I kayaked with the Jordan River Commission. I thought, how do you get in there? You know, and I thought, you know, if you bring a pair of grabbers with you, you know, maybe, you know, you could maybe a couple people on a kayak, you know, you could do some good, you know, by making it a focus for a morning.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, we have the Get to the River event, and every year I'm like, we should do like a pre-event.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Like,
go clean it up.
Hey, let's go clean it up in advance of this paddle, you know. See if any of these families who come regularly would be willing to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I didn't finish my good, better, best thing, so we'll table that for another time. 5 minutes left. Is there anything on the agenda that we want to cover that can't wait for the next meeting?
Well,
which
you
is...
guys can keep going. I just have to leave at 7.
Okay.
I mean, you guys can keep going.
All right,
John can stay all night long. So just the next agenda item, I can cover that, and then
let's do that. We'll move on to review of past and upcoming events and programs.
Okay, so just the past immediate events we've had were the Jordan River paddle on September 13th, the Foxborough Wetlands ribbon cutting on September 11th, and then the Youth City Council trail cleanup on September 30th. Here's some pictures from the Jordan River paddle. We had about 110 people this year, and it went very well. Only a couple people fell in.
Really? I wouldn't want to fall in.
And then we had the Foxborough Wetlands ribbon cutting, which was really fun. We had the fifth grade students from Foxborough Elementary come over, and we had stations set up, like educational stations, so we had information about the wetlands and how they function, about like stormwater, another one about how the boardwalks were built, and then I ran a station, like a fitness station, so that's kind of more related to you guys, where it was talking a lot about that trail and like how long is the trail, how many times would you have to go around it in order to run a marathon, or you know, things like that. And then we had stations set up for different animals that you might see in the wetlands, and like, can you jump as far as a jackrabbit can jump, 20 feet, you know. We had the kids like jumping and flapping their arms and doing all the things that the wetlands animals will do, so it was really fun.
Your TV interview was good.
Yeah, you like that? The school district interviewed me. And then this picture on the right is the picture from the city council cleanup that Brent was at.
I felt most of the garbage came from the stop. Just
did
saying.
It? Did you go to it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't put you on the pay schedule.
I think I got paid for it. I'm okay.
I'll double check.
I'm fine. I don't need to get paid
but
for
garbage
it.
Is garbage if it migrates from the trail, you know what I mean?
No, I agree. I just think if we can talk to the business, I noticed that their trash, you know, some of the trashes had the anti, like, because the wind will blow across the top and suck trash out.
Yeah.
Some of those that were there were
do
missing
not.
Those.
Yeah.
And so, but you could tell.
It's a code enforcement issue now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of it just wasn't there. And it was probably, you know, people probably thought they threw stuff in the trash, but it was.
And then around the dumpster, I don't know if they can keep that. The club, there was a lot of trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, we could get a whole nother, you know, event to go further on that trail. You know, like
further south.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, those tires and car parts all came from that trail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was probably a dozen kids that maybe went down there. I don't know.
Peter. Yeah, a dozen.
You know, and they focus down there, but if you got another crew, you could probably pull out.
Yeah.
Double that.
Great.
Just need to plow that trail with all the sand on it.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Well,
it's
on my road bike,
it's
not safe.
It's
going
to be
it's
going to
change.
Project.
Starting in 2 years?
2027,
yeah.
Yeah,
I think it's like 2027. Consultants, design build team shortlisted.
Is that when we get the new on ramp?
Yeah. And it's going to take a couple of years to construct, so.
Okay.
Yeah, they have the bike trail linking all the way into like Second West and Salt Lake. They're going to take out one of the lanes of Beck Street just for bikes.
Really?
It's probably not going to be popular, but.
Yeah.
Well, it's an environmental mitigation, so it's statute or it's required. So.
They did that on 7th East, and I remember the mess they created. They didn't add a bike lane, they just took away a car lane.
Anything
so,
else?
Yes, so the upcoming trail
events,
there's the Halloween Fun Run, which Peter, I think, is helping with the...
Yeah, so I contacted him. I actually talked to Tom Call, because he knows how to run the clock. And
take it out of the basement right now after the meeting.
I don't even know how to run it. Tom did all of that.
It's probably not too hard. We'll figure it out.
No, it's not too hard. But
questions, we'll call Tom.
I looped Tom into those discussions, but I haven't had any response since I looped Tom in. So, but I am planning to go to just help. So
great.
I can do that, but
is this just the path around tunnels?
I don't want to. No, I can't be a zombie.
I don't know what their route is.
Do you know where they're running?
Yes. So it starts. It'll start on the path in the park, and then we'll follow the asphalt trail out down Eagle Point Drive,
okay,
clear to Eagle Ridge, and then it turns back around the four-way stop and comes back to the park. So
oh, it turns around.
Course. Yeah.
Down there.
So it's a 5K.
I guess that has to be 3 miles.
Okay. Well, starting on the trail is going to be rough.
Yeah, it's not the most ideal place. And then there's
I'd start
really
it in the circle and end. Started in the circle and end.
Are they marking it off
somewhere?
I guess they're taking care of it.
Yeah, they're taking care of it all.
My crew's taking care of it.
Yeah,
starting on the path with even 100 runners or even 20 runners is rough.
And it's we got to stay on the path because of that. There's only one entrance into the park,
mm-hmm,
and we're trying to avoid all the pedestrian conflicts with cars. So it's not ideal.
Yeah. It'll be fine.
Okay. But we'll support it.
The end of the race will be right there by the little cul-de-sac area, so they will run across into the park. That was kind of a problem with our race last year, is it was kind of a separate event. So
maybe next year we can plan ahead more and have it be a joint committee effort.
Mm-hmm.
So the trails committee is doing the race, the events committee is doing the spooktacular, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have Rex also helping with the race too.
Yeah.
So.
But maybe it would be if we could plan in advance more and then involve more. Successful.
The master plan, that's going to be during the day, right?
So yeah, so I've got to get this done so I can go over to my next meeting, but the trails master plan selection would be the week of October 27th.
So maybe we've
got Brent and Peter, so I'll send out an email to anybody who will be on the session. So Brent, Peter, and I'll send it to you as well, just in case, because
I actually have work convention basically for the 4 days that week.
Okay.
Except for Friday.
And what time of day does that
starts at 9 and goes until 5.
Okay. So I'll include you on it, but
include
it might end
me,
up being.
Yeah. If it's on Friday, I'm fine. But if it's Monday through Thursday.
It'll be Monday through Thursday.
Yeah. I mean, there may, if it's early or late enough, I can probably duck out. Like if it's Monday afternoon, that's better than. Anyway,
Monday, Thursday, or Friday be best. Monday or Thursday, because you don't work Friday, so Monday or Thursday be best because it's a UDOT conference that week too.
Okay.
So.
Monday or Thursday. Okay. And then on the South Davis Greenway, we have two meetings that we need to have committee members on. So there's the coordination meeting, which is going to be like City Council, Planning Commission, Trails Committee, all the staff, like everybody just for North Salt Lake. So we need 1 to 2 members from the Trails and Active Transportation Committee to be at that meeting. That's on the 23rd, which I believe is a Wednesday. Thursday. Maybe Thursday.
I think it's a Wednesday because I just calendared something on there.
It's a Thursday.
Oh, isn't it?
Thursday from 11 to 12 here at City Hall. So do we have a couple of people who can volunteer to come to that?
Is Ted a committee member?
He is a city council member. So he is coming as a city council member.
I'm just wondering if you could dual represent one of
good.
Those
two. You could.
And then we have one person.
Or
unless
we
want to.
Or you could stack it, you know?
Or we
stack
like,
that's
he's
what
not
I'm
a
saying.
Voting member of this committee.
Because we've
it's
already got Brent.
I'll be there.
Brent is there as the consultant.
Oh, so you can't count as a committee
so he
member.
Isn't going to count as a
yeah.
committee member. And then Ted is there. Actually, I don't think Ted will be there.
Ted is in.
He won't be there for the coordination meeting.
So if I need to, I can do it.
Or maybe it's
if
the
no one else can, I can.
One. Okay, so who
like,
wants to do it? The coordination meeting.
What time is it?
11 to 12.
On a Thursday.
Yep.
I can certainly report back as well.
Yeah.
You know, like
But if there's
what's,
one of you, could,
what's
could
the,
go.
You sure you're going to
here?
Yeah, here at City Hall, just from 11 to 12. Okay, you want to go, Ryan? Okay, and then as far as the steering committee goes, the steering committee will be meeting four times over the course of a year. They'll be like afternoon, late afternoon. So the first meeting is November 10th, which is a
Monday.
From 3:30 to 5, and that's going to be at the South Davis Rec Center. So we would need a commitment from just one member, one committee member.
As long as it's those hours,
I'm
okay.
Yeah, they'll be late afternoon.
If it's like, if they change to the morning, that's harder.
Now they'll be in the late afternoon to allow.
Late afternoon, because we'll have elected officials
council.
And stuff there.
Yeah. So
you want to do it?
Do I need to be at the coordination meeting?
No, this is separate.
Four times a year?
I can do
four times total.
Four times total, yeah, it's just 1 year.
Yeah, okay, so Ryan will be the coordination, Peter will be the steering committee. Great, that's what I needed.
Okay, thank you.
And I'll let
jump
you
into your other meeting.
Take over
sure.
for this.
So that is called... That's the South Davis Greenway,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
the South Davis Greenway.
And steering committee is probably going to be with other South Davis cities.
Yes, it will be with all four of the cities and the consultant.
There'll probably be some good networking there too for
those
coming over. So. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You
thanks,
good?
Allie.
Thanks, you guys.
Good luck in there.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to the next agenda item, we have the drafting of the 2025 annual report to the City Council, which will be on January 20th, 2026.
Anything in here? Well, it's just future agenda. So,
I think a prior action, we discussed this briefly in the minutes. I was reading the minutes from last time, and Allie just asked for us to come up with content for our presentation. So we actually have quite a few homework assignments in the action committee, action items for our committee. That this will be another one of them.
Okay.
And then you can just report on it.
Sure.
I just wanted you to know, you're not done, but when you do get done, there's some healthy stuff.
I saw some fruit there.
Well,
we don't like healthy. We don't like healthy.
And then if you want to hear the general plan stuff, you can go ahead and go.
I think I might. So,
yeah, I'd like to go listen to.
I think maybe some things for the annual report. I mean, we've actually done quite a bit in our first year of being a committee. And we have quite a few pictures, so the good thing is I think the mayor has been at most of our events, so he kind of knows what we've been doing. But
what may be useful is adding up the number of hours that the committee has even met to coordinate, because that was one of the things that we sort of mentioned in the first, as we proposed this committee.
We were getting 15 minutes every 3 months.
Yeah, we made just... for the sensitivities is how we can just report back and say
now is this a written thing or is this a presentation?
It's a PowerPoint.
It's a PowerPoint, and I printed this was when I was just learning about the committee last year, but earlier this year, but this was the report last year. It just had some really basic things that we had done or you guys had done. I think it was one page actually, so
we weren't established.
This was in the report from 2024 report
from the events committee.
Yes. This was on the website for the annual reports of all the committees.
Oh, interesting.
But there was one thing for trails, so
yeah, that's because we had that much time.
Yeah. Very small, one page.
So I guess
that's good. Yeah, January you'll have most likely another new council member or more.
Oh, do they rotate?
They rotate.
Oh. Yeah, then, I mean, it's elections this year.
Oh,
so.
Is Ted running again?
Oh, no, he's. It's every 4 years, and Ted's was 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. But they just rotate through different committees?
No, I mean, we'll still have Ted as our representative unless the mayor changes that sign. I'm just saying,
oh,
when
well,
we
new
report
ones
to council,
to report
there'll be
to.
Probably, there will
Educational.
Be a new council member that probably doesn't know anything about this.
Got it. Got it. Okay. So, yeah, educational. Okay. So, yeah, definitely, we probably all need to get into that action items list on the shared drive because we do have quite a few things to do. And if we can start putting this together in November and December, then we won't have to rush through it.
Yeah, yeah. So I assume it's going to be this one slide with a bulleted list of what we've accomplished and a 5-minute presentation by the chair to the council. Is that what we're talking about?
Typically.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's 5 minutes. I think it's like half hour, 15 minutes.
Per committee, wow.
Yeah, probably 15. I mean, 5 minutes, trying to do a 5-minute presentation is hard. It's hard to compact everything down into 5 minutes. So.
Yeah. I mean, I
you'd
think
be
we
could. You'd probably 15 at a minimum, I'm sure it'll go. And that won't even be a stretch for whoever's talking.
Yeah.
I think we have enough photos and take our calendar of events and put it into a.
Yeah, and even,
and
you know, what
like what you have coming up in the future.
We just want to, I think the general highlights that I would want to make sure we cover is the purposes that were proposed are being met, and just outright saying that. This is what we've done this year. This is what we plan doing in future years/years.
We're reporting until December? What's the reporting period?
Yeah,
it's 2025.
Yeah, okay. January
calendar
to
year.
December,
okay.
Calendar year.
Okay, so we'll continue to add items, I guess.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. But I think having a number of hours that the committee's met is like just a good metric on the first one.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean much, but.
The other thing we could do is will we have the Trails Master Plan back by then? We probably won't.
No. But I think it's definitely deliverable. That the master plan is underway, and we can even talk about the selection meeting, the bid and selection meeting was held, and we
this
probably
reports in January, right?
Yeah, we probably
we're
have a
have
selection.
A, yeah, we'll have a contract. We'll be
yeah, we'll have a contract,
then, yeah.
But we won't have the plan.
Okay, because I think it would be really nice to plant some seeds. There on things that we may want to ask for in future.
Oh, absolutely.
So.
And part of that is, you know, linking, okay, you asked us to create this committee for these reasons. We've already got going on a master plan that's contracted, that will be complete by, I think will be complete by end of fiscal year, which is end of June. But for sure the next time, right?
Yeah, for sure.
For sure in the next year, and we would come back and propose capital improvements to and integration into the master,
mm-hmm.
the city master plan.
Okay. I'll take a stab at doing a rough outline on that, and then we can just fill it in.
If you do it on the SharePoint site, we can.
Yeah,
I'll crowdsource
yeah.
it.
Okay. Any other comments on that? Discussion items? Okay. We'll move on to discussion on future agendas. Anything that we want to add to our next meeting? We have a few things that I think of, like you needed to work on some things. I need to work on some things that will roll over to the next agenda. I'll make sure they get on there. Anything else?
Is our next meeting November 10th, because that's Veterans Day. Is the city closed that day?
Veterans Day is the 11th.
Or pardon me, the 11th.
Yeah,
because
the 10th is a
right.
Monday.
Tuesday the 11th is Veterans
Day. I don't know if we're going to be open or not, if we're doing floating holiday or what was planned. I should know that, but I don't.
My calendar is completely clear. It usually indicates the cities are closed, you know, so.
So we may have to move our.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you
yeah.
could just find out and get back to us on that one.
Okay.
Wow, these are busy weeks.
I was on the 10th, the 11th.
It should be the 11th. which is a holiday. It's November 9th.
Okay. I'll shoot down.
So if we need to move, you know, to the 18th, 4th is election night, so you'd want to avoid that, so it could get moved to the 18th.
Yeah, because we're moving city councils on Wednesday.
Well, and...
After
and
the elections.
Yeah.
And really, do we need to meet... if we can wait until the 9th?
December?
Yeah, I mean, that's the next scheduled. That's
yeah.
That's the other option, is to just say, you know what, it's not going to work out, but
yeah,
let's
December
make
9th.
Sure. But then we'll have to be really disciplined in,
yeah, I'd say between
in
the two.
Emailing to make sure that we get the presentation done.
Yeah, because I think between the two, I'd rather do November and skip December, because,
yeah.
December's kind of crazy, but we could do both.
So council's second and fourth, right? So really,
yeah.
That third, the 18th is the option.
Okay. I'll send a note to Allie on that.
Or no, the 25th.
Well, that's too close to Thanksgiving.
Because council meetings, yeah, they're the first and third, right?
Yeah, the first.
And that's why we're on the 11th?
The 11th, and I have events committees on the 18th. I have another committee meeting. So but that doesn't mean that you can meet. Yeah, we don't meet in here, we meet down at our other building.
Yeah.
Ali already has a calendar item for the 11th.
Yeah, we just need to find out if the city hall is open.
Yeah,
if it's open and available, and if, you know, the city staff is
okay.
Available.
I'll shoot Allie an email on that.
Yeah. I do have a calendar event from her.
And one other thing to think of in your calendar is we did get that meeting invite to the city holiday party on the 4th, Thursday night.
Of December, right?
Yeah, December. And it said reception at 6, dinner at 6:30. It's
when did that invite come?
Oof, a couple weeks ago, actually.
Wait, I wasn't invited.
You? Oh, for sure you were.
I don't have it here. Maybe I failed to
accept
it. Oh, it came
from
Wendy.
The email?
Yeah, it was an email, yeah. It wasn't a calendar invite. It was just
okay.
It was just an email.
An email,
yeah.
That had a PDF attachment. That was the only thing. So.
Yeah, reception at 6, dinner at 6:30.
Yeah, but you were. It's for all this city council and committee members.
And significant others.
So,
yeah.
Oh, and plus ones?
I don't.
Yes.
At least
I don't.
Right.
I don't have it. So would somebody forward that to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I have it yet.
Really? It might have hit spam filters because it was just a PDF attachment.
It's only for the VIPs.
I guess.
Oh, you know what? Let me check. What's a new email address? It's a .gov.
Yeah.
So it's wendyp at
nslcity.gov.
Yeah. So an action item for the city would be to make sure that all the committee members are invited.
Yeah, I know she sent it to all the committee members.
Maybe just recheck the email addresses that we have.
That's true. And I just did it, but it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, I thought, maybe a week ago. Okay, I'll find that too and send it around. Searching there on my phone. Okay. All right. Anything else to cover from committee members? We're good for tonight?
I think so.
Would somebody like to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion to adjourn. This is Peter.
I'll second.
All right, there's been a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Thanks, everyone.
I don't know if you need a second to adjourn.
Yeah, I don't know if you do.
But we got
I don't know that we even need a vote for it.